This is the Schnitt Show.
Great. Chuck Schumer just saw him on the floor of the Senate. Was this earlier today or was it yesterday? Chuck Schumer with a gigantic poster on an easel with the huge words in, I don't know, like 300-point font, mean, in quotations, mean, M-E-A-N. And it was quoted as Trump's comment regarding the Republican health care plan, mean. Oh, geez. Let's make a giant poster. Use Trump's words against him. We can get into the context of that a little later on. Also, all eyes on Georgia. Hello, Georgia. Hello, Atlanta and surrounding areas listening to us on 640 WGST. Obviously, the Georgia special election is on. You know, the seat in Georgia's 6th became vacant because of Dr. Tom Price, who became the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And this is a big deal. It's being viewed as a potential indicator, a bellwether, if you will, of what could happen in the midterm elections in 2018, when, of course, all of the House seats are up for grabs because it's every 2 years. You've got a third of the Senate class up. What could happen in 2018? You know, the Democrats are banking on a flip. Democrats are banking and they are not going to stop in trying to grab the House of Representatives back. And would Nancy Pelosi become the Speaker of the House again? Oh, my God, the dread, the horror of that. But in Georgia, in the 6th Congressional District, you have this incredible race where just oodles of money being spent. I think at last count, it's well over $50 million that's being spent in Georgia 6. And you have the Republican is Karen Handel. And the Democrat is this John Ossoff. Now, and we've talked about this in the past. The ridiculous thing regarding the Democrat, John Ossoff, is that he can't even vote for himself. In the primary, in the actual election, he can't vote for himself. Why? Because he doesn't even live in the district that he represents. Now, you'll hear the argument, oh, he grew up there. Well, guess what? That's great. But he doesn't live there now. He lives almost 2 miles outside the district. Well, you know, there are folks that move into a district to run. So what's going to happen tonight? We'll find out. You know, one of the interesting things, and I had looked at the stats earlier, that it was a narrow win for Trump. It was very narrow. Trump beat Hillary by just a thread. It was 48 to 47, so that's like a point. But with the seat that was vacated by Dr. Tom Price, who's now HHS Secretary, he had always done fairly well. He had always won that district with it was at least 60% of the vote. So that's a strong, strong margin. What will happen tonight? Hopefully the Republicans and Karen Handel will retain this seat, which, listen, if I were to bet, I would say that the Republicans will hold on to the seat. But you never know. And we'll find out later tonight what happens in Georgia Congressional District number 6. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. 800-801-8999. You know, there have been two of these congressional elections so far. We've had two. Remember, one of the elections was the Montana seat. That was vacated by the congressman that then became the Interior Secretary. What's his name? I forgot his name. And the Republicans retained that, but remember the controversy. You had the Republican candidate who who beat up and body slammed that reporter. So, and there have been two special elections, and Ryan Zinke, Z-I-N-K-E, I think it's pronounced Zinke. All right, we're at 800-801-8999, nationwide number here on Schnitt, 800-801-8999. Couple of things. Hey, Lee, do me a favor. Could you grab the mugshot off my morning show website? I've got to talk about, there is a mugshot, folks, that you've got to see. Lee, can you grab that for me? Let me know when it's on the Schnitt list, and we'll get into this a little later on. Let's spend a moment and talk about the new emotional support dog scam, service dog scam, therapy dog scam. Now, are there legitimate, valid service animals? Absolutely. Seeing eye dogs for the blind, there are animals that are specifically trained to trigger if they sense some type of an epileptic seizure coming on or a diabetic shock. I mean, there are legitimate service animals. And primarily you think of seeing eye dogs, which just do an incredible job for the blind. I have no issue with these animals whatsoever. But as we've discussed on this show on numerous occasions, there is such a racket and a scam going on with emotional support dogs. Anybody can go to eBay, spend $25, get a vest that says emotional support dog or service animal, whatever. Buy a vest, you put it on your dog, you get some kind of a trumped up letter. Oh, yes, the service dog is necessary. And next thing you know, you're on an airplane with your dog, and they're just sitting right in front of you on the floor. Airlines are scared to death of getting sued under the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, but there are such scammers. It appears these days that it's like 90% of the service animals on airplanes are a total scam. All right, we've already talked about this for years on the program. However, there is a new racket going on. The wheelchair racket. Do you know about the wheelchair racket? Hey, if anyone wants to weigh in on this one, folks that claim that they need a wheelchair and they need to be wheeled onto the plane in order to board early, in some cases, they can bring some extra carry-on luggage. They're not challenged. It's the wheelchair scam that I've been made aware of. In fact, I've seen it, and it seems the number of folks getting wheeled on has increased. Now, granted, you see people that are clearly elderly, decrepit, and they do need assistance. But here's the deal. My father, who just had triple bypass surgery, is up and about. He's doing fine. He lives in Florida with my mom, and they recently were up here in New York. They were visiting relatives, including me and my kids, and my parents flew back, and on their flight, my dad said that there were 12 wheelchairs lined up for people to be rolled on the airplane. And here's where the scam comes in. You get to board early. You get to bring on extra carry-ons in some cases. They don't question you. Well, here's the amazing thing. My dad said most of the folks that were wheeled on the airplane, when they got to Florida, did they need to be wheeled off? Did they wait in their seats to be wheeled off? No, they did not. No such thing. No. These folks that were wheeled on in wheelchairs in New York, they got up and they just got their bags and they ran off the airplane. It's a miracle. It's like an Ernest Angley television special where Ernest Angley healed them, whacked them on the head, and woo! Evil spirits come out!
My hands have been cold. My arms have been cold, okay? And I get little tinglings on the end of my fingers.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, set him free. Loosing.
What was that?
Loosing.
What?
Loosing.
The great
Ernest. Ooh, in the name of Jesus.
Woo! I remember when I was a kid. Evil spirits come out. I always wanted to know why couldn't Ernest Angley have God fix his awful toupee. Why? Well, apparently, I've subsequently found out, because we talked about this on my morning show this morning, and we got an email that the Florida flights are known as miracle flights. So this is a known quantity. My dad's onto something. The folks get up. Apparently, the flights to Florida, they're called miracle flights because the folks are healed in mid-flight. You know, they're up at 35,000 feet, so they're closer to the Lord action, right? So apparently, this is a thing. They are healed. They're wheeled on in wheelchairs, but they walk off. They run off under their own power. It's a miracle. So it's not just the service and emotional support dog deal. Now, it's the wheelchair scam. Any thoughts? Any pilots? Any flight attendants? Any gate agents? Any other passengers? Have you witnessed this? Have you seen people wheeled on and then get miraculously cured during the flight? And they get up and walk off the airplane under their own power with no issue. If you've seen anything, if you'd like to comment, 800-801-8999. That's the nationwide number, 800-801-8999. That is how you dive in. That is how you get on the program. We'll grab some calls here in just a bit. Oh, hang on a minute, Steve. Let me grab Steve here. Steve, before the break. Steve, you're on Schnitt. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to say, I just read an article where when it comes to people who are emotional animals, they're not allowed to ask you for any documentation because it's a medical privacy thing, and your animal does not have to wear any distinguishing harness, which also would break the medical privacy thing. It's out of control.
So it's a HIPAA thing, and that's why so many people are scamming the system. But I thought some of the airlines were at least requiring some type of a doctor's note, which can be completely fake. Steve, good call. Thanks. On the wheelchair issue, who can give me some insight on the wheelchair scam? 800-801-8999. We'll grab phone calls next here on Schnitt. You know, if you have an automobile, if you have an SUV, if you have a truck, you know, sooner or later, your vehicle's going to break down. And let me tell you right now, when your vehicle breaks down, you better hope that it is still under the factory warranty. If it's not, you could get cranked big time. If you have a vehicle that's between 3 and 12 years old, doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. You got to know about extended coverage from carshield.com. You know, a new engine, new transmission could cost you over $5,000. Even a simple repair like a sensor these days could be over $1,000. CarShield, they have doled out close to $2 billion in claims. They've been around for about 12 years. Very high ratings. CarShield can provide you with extended coverage on your vehicle. You know, you pick your own mechanic, or you can use the car dealer, the service department there. And CarShield, they send the payment, if you need service, directly to the dealer or the mechanic. You don't have to get in the middle of this thing, folks. It is a no-brainer. Check it out. Save yourself thousands in potential car repairs. If your car is getting ready to go out of warranty or is out of warranty, get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100. Call 800-CAR-6100. Mention promo code Todd or visit carshield.com and use the code T-O-D-D and save 10%. That's carshield.com. The code is Todd, and a deductible may apply.
Schnitt Show.
Well, you know about the service dog scam or the emotional support dog scam on airplanes. People just bringing their pets on. Oh, it's a support animal. Well, now there's the wheelchair scam where folks are pretending to need wheelchair assistance to get on early, even take some extra carry-ons. Steve's got a story. Steve's in Vegas. Hi, Steve. You're on Schnitt. What happened?
So I was going to Hawaii, and I bought the exit seat so I could have a little extra room for a long flight. And the flight attendant came up and asked me and my wife if we could move because the gentleman needed the extra leg room because he was having leg problems. They were wheeling him out in the wheelchair. And I said, well, isn't federal law you can't be in an exit seat if you have leg problems or a medical condition?
Yeah, apparently if you're not 100% able-bodied, you're not supposed to sit in an exit row.
Correct. And then the guy gave me a dirty look the whole flight, and I was just laughing. We were laughing at him the whole time. And then as soon as we got off the flight in Hawaii, as we were getting off, he stood up, walked off, and I did exactly what you were saying. I said, hallelujah, God must have saved him. We were up so high. And then he just got mad, you know, turned around, started flipping me off and whatever.
All right, so wait a minute. He was wheeled on?
He was wheeled on.
And then he got extra leg room in the exit row, which he probably shouldn't have gotten if he was claiming that he was having problems with his legs. And then he just walks right off on the other end.
No, he didn't get the leg room because I wouldn't move. I told my stage for the seat, so I wasn't going to move for it.
Oh, so you... Okay. But and then he walked right off at the end. So he totally tried to scam. Wow. Steve, great story. Thank you, buddy. Jesse's in Spring Hill, Florida. Jesse, we have a minute. Go ahead.
Hi, Schnitt. Nice to talk to you again. Yeah, I can testify to the healing that takes place up there 30,000 feet because living in Florida and coming from New York, I take the plane every Christmas. And we see 9 or 10 of them getting on in wheelchairs. And don't you know it, as soon as we hit JFK or Newark, wherever we are, they're hopping up like pop-ups. And then they're getting off the plane. They have no problem. And they're totally healed. It's a huge scam. And also with the dogs, one day I hopped on a plane and there's this big German Shepherd just laying right up there in the front seat because the guy said he was a service dog. I mean, if they're helping with PTSD or something like that, I agree. But Scamming, these people need to quit.
Yeah, legitimately, we've been talking about that for years on the show. Legitimate service animals, seeing eye dogs. Absolutely. I welcome them all day long, but folks just want to bring their pets on and not have to put them underneath the airplane or in a carrier. Back in a minute.
Schnitt Show.
You know, yesterday it was kind of bizarre. This has happened before, but I just don't understand it. I don't know if Sean Spicer and Trump and the White House, the West Wing, are they just screwing with the media? When they do these non-briefings where no video and no audio. Yesterday, there was no video and no audio. Now, previously, there had been some White House press briefings where there was no video allowed, just audio. It's just bizarre. And today, I don't think that they were planning on having a press briefing, but then it did occur today. It was on camera. It was Sean Spicer. And, of course, there's all kinds of speculation that Spicer's gone, that he's leaving that position. He's going to take a back office job, maybe the communications director because there's a vacancy there. But Spicer actually held the briefing today. Something just tells me that they're just messing with the press. Just screwing with the press. Anyway, listen to this. A reporter asks Spicer about the whole Russian situation and Russian investigation regarding Trump. Listen to the question and tell me what you think of this.
Does President Trump believe that the Russian government interfered in the 2016 elections?
I think I have not sat down and talked to him about that specific thing.
What? Come on. Sean Spicer, you've never spoken to the president about whether he believes that the Russians interfered with the 2016 election? Even Republicans have said that there's absolute conclusive proof that the Russians did tamper. To what extent? Some of that jury remains out. But that was just odd. That's a strange answer, and it gives the critics ammunition.
Does President Trump believe that the Russian government interfered in the 2016 elections?
I think I have not sat down and talked to him about that specific thing.
Really? It was just an odd response. I would think that you'd want to sit down and talk to the president. I'm going to open up a semi-can of worms here. Earlier today, I was reading a report from ABC Channel 7 from Washington, D.C. It's WJLA television. And I saw this. I'm like, what? Huh? Whatever happens here. If told you, well, we don't know. Channel 7, WJLA television in Washington, D.C. had a report. Independent group releases new report on Seth Rich's murder investigation. And it says a new report has been released by an independent group on the investigation into the death of DNC worker Seth Rich, who was murdered last July in D.C. Rich's killer remains on the loose, and for months, a group of George Washington University grad students called the Profiling Project, they've been digging into the case. Now, the Profiling Project released their initial report on the investigation today in a press conference. We'll put up the story, and you can even click on a link to read the entire report. Brad Bauman, the spokesperson for the Rich family, issued this response to the report. The Rich family was not provided a copy of the preliminary report, never saw the report, or was otherwise consulted in the preparation of the report. I received the report a half an hour before it was made public, thus depriving myself, the family, or the family's lawyers any reasonable time to review it. As noted by the report's methodology, the Profiling Project was given no special access to any materials, evidence, or persons due to the case sensitivity, conducted only informal, limited interviews. Given that fact, the family hopes that the general public takes the findings at face value. Valuable experience in research collection and report writing for students at George Washington University, but in no way should take any findings contained within a new, credible, or otherwise leading or lending credence to conspiracy theories surround the circumstances of Seth's death. We further hope that this doesn't continue to impede the Metropolitan Police Department's ability to find the killers and give folks who might have information to a reason to remain silent is what they're trying to say here. The Profiling Project is an independent nonpartisan unit comprised of forensic experts and George Washington University grad students who have been investigating the murder of Seth Rich. So that's where I first saw it, Channel 7, ABC down in Washington, that this was released today. Now, then we have another piece here by the Law News website. And you know, they're writing again on this George Washington University project. And Law News writes, DNC staffer Seth Rich likely targeted by experienced killer, not random robbery. And then they go into the details of the Profiling Project. So just when you thought this Seth Rich conspiracy theory had been tamped down, oh, geez, it's going to come racing and roaring back. Here we go. Well, let me see what Law News happens to say. The Profiling Project, an independent nonpartisan group of forensic psychology graduate students at George Washington University, released a study Tuesday analyzing circumstances surrounding the death of Seth Rich. The former Democratic National Committee staffer was killed about a block from his home on July 10, 2016. No suspect had been found. The report was based on research including public records, security footage, informal limited interviews. While it did not yield a conclusive theory about Rich's death, it did cast significant doubt on the police theory that Rich was the target of a random robbery. We do not believe offender is a robber, nor a robber who killed, according to the report. And then again, it mentions that Rich's wallet, his watch, phone, necklace not stolen. But again, did something spook or cause the possible burglars that shot Seth Rich, did it cause something, cause them to run off, which is completely possible? Again, it's just speculation. But now we have a new round of stories here, and here we go. This is going to kick the conspiracy stuff into high gear again. Here we go. Just a little warning here. I want to move on to the Supreme Court. And ladies and gentlemen, the Supreme Court does get things right. And also, liberal members of the Supreme Court sometimes get things right. And in this case, they did. This has to do with the so-called offensive names and the fact that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office had tried to block what was considered to be an offensive name from receiving a trademark. Got a couple of cases here. Now, of course, you know the famous Washington Redskins case where their trademarks were essentially dismissed. Is that the right word? I'll use dismissed. Well, this case had to do with a band out of Oregon, a Portland, Oregon-based band called the Slants. Now, the Supreme Court, they have said, and they struck down a rule in federal law, a federal law clause, which prevented the USPTO, which is the United States Patent and Trademark Office, from issuing a trademark, registering a name as a trademark if it was disparaging, if it was a slur, for instance. So what happened? Well, there's an Oregon-based group, rock group. They're called the Slants. The group, the Slants, is Asian American. All the members in the band are Asian American. That's they're called the Slants because of the derogatory description of eyes or the skin folds on certain ethnicities. And you've heard the derogatory term for Asian people. You've heard slant eye. Well, that's the band. They wanted to bring awareness. What the Asian members wanted to do, and we talked about this story. Oh God, we talked about this, maybe was it a year ago. This story has been on the show, and the Slants, which again, all the members of the band are Asian American. They wanted to name their band the Slants because they wanted to take away the impact that the term has. And they wanted to say, hey, well, listen, we're Asian. We're going to use the term. We're going to take the name. We're going to take the slang, derogatory term. We're going to make it our own to try to, you know, reduce the impact. And they decided they were going to apply for a trademark. They wanted a registered trademark on the name The Slants for, you know, protection, for merchandising. And the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, they said, no, we're not going to give you a trademark on this. This violates, what we stand for here. That we can't register a disparaging, scandalous, derogatory name, and they deem the Slants to be just that, and it is. But you have Asian Americans that decided that was the name of their band, and they wanted protection. You know, listen, back in 2014, remember the dust-up, the Washington Redskins? They had the issue with the trademark office, and they had their trademarks canceled. Well, guess what? This was a unanimous Supreme Court decision. So the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, they said no to the Slants, would not give them a trademark, denied the application. So the band filed suit. Good. Good for you. They filed suit against the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, saying that it's a violation of the First Amendment. You can't tell us you're not going to give us a trademark just because you don't like it, just because you think it's derogatory. Well, that's a violation of the First Amendment. And guess what? A couple of years ago, the Circuit Court in D.C., the Court of Appeals, they said, yeah, First Amendment protects even hurtful speech. And guess what? Hey, U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, this is not your position to decide what's hurtful, what's in good taste. So the lower court, they said, yeah, you can trademark the Slants. Well, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, they decided to take this thing all the way to the Supreme Court. They wanted the Supreme Court to hear the case, and guess what? The Supreme Court heard the case. They heard the arguments back in January. Now, remember, Gorsuch was not on the court. So you had eight members deciding this, and it turns out that it was unanimous. Unanimous. Even liberal justices can get the court case right from time to time. And The justices voted unanimously that the government and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office did violate the slant's First Amendment rights by barring the ability to get a registered trademark on what is deemed to be disparaging. Violation of the First Amendment. So look at that. You know, the Washington Redskins, they are ecstatic because this essentially sets a precedent. So the Washington Redskins should be able to get all their trademarks and their protections back. So I thought this was a cool story. You might not like it, folks, but there's such a thing as free speech. Can't say, you know, anything you want. You can't make libelous claims. You can't utter slanderous remarks. You know, there are defamation issues, obviously, but they absolutely got this right. That the slants will now have trademark protection, and the Redskins clearly are on the way to getting their trademark protections back as well. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt, 800-801-8999. Now, there is a mugshot that you need to look at. I'm going to warn you right now that you will not be able to unsee this image. But it's bizarre. Once you look at it, you can't take your eyes off this mugshot. Turns out, it is a 33-year-old guy by the name of Wilson Kenny. He is from Springfield Gardens, Queens, in New York. And he was busted by a pool lifeguard at a city pool in Wantagh, Long Island. And it turned out that this creep, this 33-year-old Wilson Kenny, was sitting on a bench, and he was, personally manipulating himself in the crotch area. And he had exposed himself, so the cops were called. The guy was busted. The mugshot. Oh, my God. This photo is going to haunt you. The guy is 33. He looks like he's got the face of a 14-year-old boy. He appears to have some kind of makeup on, like eyeliner, mascara. Looks like there's some kind of lip gloss going on here. But the guy has a shiny, bald head with just Mr. Whipple. Remember Mr. Whipple? You know, the bald head where you just have the side hair going on? Like Dr. Phil. But it's all straggly and long, and strands are coming off the side, the back. Folks, this is a bizarre, bizarre mugshot. And we have the link. Go to my website. Go to schnittshow.com. And you're probably going to want to send this link to people saying, oh, my God, try to unsee this. What is going on here? This boyish baby face? The total baldness up on top, just the Mr. Whipple-ish side hair, makeup, and then the stringy, straggling, all kinds of... It's just, folks, you have to see this mugshot in order to understand what I'm talking about. Now, don't blame me if you can't take your eyes off of it, and you're like, oh, my God, if you try to study this thing for an hour, don't blame me for any lost productivity. The mugshot that clearly is creepy and will haunt you is on our website. If you go to schnittshow.com, S-C-H-N-I-T-T-S-H-O-W.com, schnittshow.com, it is on today's Schnitt list. So look for mugshot, and probably in red, photo, mugshot, and you'll be able to see this thing. It is bizarre. Back in moments. Hang on.
Schnitt Show.
Yeah, we'll dig up the latest on this Brussels, Belgium situation, and apparently a suicide bomber neutralized before he could kill people at the central train station in Brussels, Belgium. That, and you know about the cell phone story out of Colorado? Next.
This is the Schnitt Show.